I see what I want to see. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I see what I want to see. All of life reveals to me what I expect to find in it. No matter what it is in life, I find in it whatever I expect. Because that's what I'm looking for, and that's what I'm looking with. I go out to play a game of tennis, and I play an ideal game of tennis, because that's what I go out to look for, that's what I go out to see, that's what I go out to find. I take the perfect game of tennis with me, because it is in me, it is in my heart, it is in my soul, it is in my being. My perfect game of tennis is me being me at all times. I walked the property the other day, and there was heavy clouds everywhere. And then the rain came down, and the rain came down for, oh, a good hour. Not heavy, but just lightly trickling down over everything on the high desert here. And our 104 acres are under the middle of that lovely rain that fell down. And I said to Ellen, we live in paradise. And she said, yes, we do. I said, just look at how natural the beauty is around us. The desert, the high desert mountain here in Campo just sparkles alive as the drips of water from the rain come down upon it. All the hidden flowers come popping out. All the trees are washed of their leaves, of their dust on their leaves, and they're all beautiful to look at. I see what I want to see. And I say, yes, I will look. And yesterday morning, I was in my bathroom, and I was looking out the window, and the sun was bright, and there was a moistness in the air, and everything had been freshened the night before. And I looked out at the pine trees, and I looked out at all of the other growths that were in my vision. And I said to myself, what fantastic 2020 vision I have looking at those pine trees, looking at all of those things. They are clear and beautiful. I can see each needle on the pine tree. I can see each one of the colors that they have because some are in the shade and some are in the bright sun. I see what I want to see. And they are glorious and they are beautiful and they are wonderful. And I thought to myself, they are really a sharp vision, more sharply than I had chosen to see before. I'm looking at them with the same eyes that I always looked at them, but I now see them with a sharp, sharp vision. And I was saying to Ellen the other day, Ellen, here are your reading glasses. And she turned to me and said, just a minute. And I said, what do you mean, just a minute? She said, well, I'm reading something. And what she was doing, she was reading things that she normally would use with her reading glasses. But she was seeing what she wanted to see because she didn't realize that she could not see it. And the reason she could not see things at times is because she could see that she could not see. Now, that sounds redundant and silly, but it's true. We see what we want to see. We see beautifully what we want to see. I was reading the label on a jar of peanut butter the other day, and the peanut butter had somehow got the juice outside the jar onto the label a little bit and soaked it, and the label was very difficult to read. And I took a magnifying glass to read it, and I took everything to read it. And then all of a sudden, I stopped taking things to read it, and I did something else. And then I said, oh yes, I wanted to read what that label said. And I took my eyes from whatever I was looking at, and I saw what I wanted to see. I saw the printing of that label as clear as can be, as sharp as can be. I see what I want to see, and I read it very clearly. And then, just for fun, I turned to other bottles and other labels and other readings and read them all just as beautifully as I read the peanut butter label. And I said to myself, wow, I have perfect vision. And I see what I want to see. No, you see, it's not that our vision is perfect or imperfect. It's that we see what we want to see. And if we want to see something, somehow or other, our focal ability in our eyes tunes in on seeing it, even though it might be difficult to read under any other moment of thinking. But when it's a moment of thinking where I say, I see what I want to see, where it's a moment of thinking, I now can see clearly. You don't say, I now can see clearly. You just look at it and you see it clearly. You read that tiny, tiny label on the medicine jars or on other things that really shouldn't be so tiny, and you read them very clearly. Now, why can you read them? Because I see what I want to see. It's not because I must see it panically, not because I need to see it, not because it's important for me to see it. Just casual interest. I have a casual interest, which is the strongest, most beautiful interest in the world. I have a casual interest to see what I want to see. Now, all of the time in our lives, we have experiences where we can do things that we want to do. We can experience things that we want to see. We can see things that we want to see. And we do see them. Sometimes we even see them with our eyes closed. And sometimes we even see them with our eyes open. There are many things that we don't want to see. And it's not a matter that we don't want to see them. It's just that we are not interested in that object or that subject or that situation. And so our attention does not put our awareness on it. That attention does not put our vision on it. That attention does not allow us to see what it is that we are looking at, because we're really not looking at it with any great interest at all. But the moment we casually read something or casually have an interest in something or casually choose to look at something, we can see what we want to see. Now, this goes on in every area of life. We drive down a street and we see a dozen people and we see no one we know. And so therefore, we do not even attempt to know who's there. And another time, we drive down the street, and there's a friend over here, and a friend over there, and a friend up ahead, and our family member here or there. And we say, wow, I didn't realize they were out walking the same street or going along the same street that I am. Now, I chose to see them. I chose to be aware of my friends. I chose to be aware of my world. I chose to be aware. And as I chose to be aware, I saw it. I saw it, and it was there all along. It was always there for me to see, but I don't choose to see it. And when I do choose to see it, by honest introspection, by honest looking within myself to see it, I see it. I teach myself to open my eyes and look at my world and call it all good. And as I said to Ellen, isn't it lovely living here in paradise on the high desert? Nature is at its finest, and all of the things that nature does are beautiful. Some plants come, some plants go, some plants rise to their magnificence, and then shortly thereafter they pass away, and they come back again as a perennial in the next season, and they're always there. These are things that take place in our life, in our world, in our experience, because I choose to see them. I see what I want to see. I know what I want to know. And this is more true in my life than I ever give it credit for. Not only is it more true than I ever give it credit for, it's more fun than I ever give it credit for, because that's what life is all about. I see what I want to see. And I see you, all of you, my beloved, whole and perfect, living a glorious, wonderful life now and always. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you.